This is Diarus Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diarus. This is flyer number 7. Entitled Female Obesity and the Masculists. Description. This flyer expresses masculist disgust for obese women, claiming that as masculist ideas spread through the culture, much greater social pressure will be put on women to be slim, curvy, and sexy for men. Otherwise, they will be rejected as, quote, fat, ugly, unfuckables, end quote, and be dismissed by slim, health-conscious, masculisted men in a tenth of a second. Those women who don't make the effort to be slim, curvy, and sexy for men will get the level of attention from men that they deserve, that is, none. Now the flyer itself. Female Obesity and the Masculists by Prof. Dr. Hugo Diarus. Email profhugodiarus@yahoo.com. Website profhugodiarus.wordpress.com. This flyer expresses masculist attitudes towards female obesity. In Japan, finding obese females is a much harder task than in Western countries, for the simple reason that there are far fewer of them. In Japan, there's a strong social pressure from both sexes that women should be slim, curvy, and hence sexy for men. Otherwise, obese women are usually rejected by Japanese men. As a masculist, I'd like to see something similar in Western countries, with most men being masculists, who have the attitude that a woman who does not bother to calorie count, who lets herself go and balloons up to become a sexually repulsive land whale, deserves to get no attention from slim, health-conscious males because she does not deserve it. Masculists have no problem with criticizing women, especially fluffies and fluffy feminists, whom masculists see as the enemy, to be totally ignored and hence annihilated. Masculists take the attitude that if a woman does not make any effort to be slim and curvy, then she does not deserve any attention from slim, health-conscious masculists. Put a lot more bluntly, masculists see obese women as sexually repulsive, as, quote, fat, ugly, unfuckables, close quote. Literally. That is, such men do not fuck such women, thus forcing them to rot on the shelf, to be forced to settle for equally obese, disgusting males who are so desperate to fuck anything that they will even fuck female obesists. In the US, Britain, Australia, obese males are almost as bad. For example, Googling the question, quote, what percentage of women in the US, Canada, Australia are obese or overweight? Gave the answer, dash, quote. In the US, Canada, and Australia, a significant portion of adults are classified as overweight or obese. In the US, over 70% of adults are overweight or obese, with obesity rates around roughly 42% for men and 46% for women. In Canada, 66% of adults are overweight or obese, with similar rates for men and women. In Australia, 67% of adults are overweight or obese. More detail for the US, overweight and obesity. According to the CDC, that's Center for Disease Control, roughly 74% of adults 20 years and older are overweight or obese. That's nearly three quarters of the population. Obesity. Approximately 42% of adults are obese. Gender differences. Obesity is more prevalent in women, that's nearly 46%, than men, which is roughly 42%, according to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. For Canada, overweight and obesity, roughly 66% of adults are classified as overweight or obese. That's roughly two-thirds of the population. Gender differences. Obesity rates are roughly equal for men, 30%, and women, 31%. Overweight. More men are overweight, 40%, than women, 31%. That's interesting. Australia. Overweight and obesity. 67% of adults are overweight or obese. Again, that's two-thirds. Gender differences. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reports 71% of men and 61% of women are overweight or obese. So that's more men. Obesity. In 2022, 15% of men and 16% of women aged 18 to 24, so the young people, were living with obesity, compared to 41% of men and 37% of women aged 65 to 74, the oldies. So that means a bit more men than women are obese. More than two-thirds of Australians are now overweight or obese. That's the end of the answer. Nearly all masculists are heterosexual, in brackets, since 99% of men in general are heterosexual, close brackets, so tend not to look much at other men. So it is obese women who earn the scorn of slim, health-conscious masculists. Looking at the above stats, it's clear that US women are more obese than US men. That is roughly 46% of women to 42% of men. In Canada, the obesity rates are about equal between the sexes. And in Australia, where I live most of my time, the men are more obese than women. That is 41% for men as against 37% for women. Being obese is really dumb, since the affliction will shorten your life expectancy by about a decade. Your final decade of life will be miserable due to ill health, and you will limit your sexual partners to those who are equally sexually repulsive. Masculists, slim, health-conscious masculists, express their contempt for obese women, saying such things to them as, quote, "You're so obese that any man seeing you naked would not even be able to see your cunt, since it would be covered by a layer of fat." End quote. The obese feminists talk about fat phobia. This is wrong-headed. Men, especially slim, health-conscious men, are not afraid of fat women. They are disgusted by them and cross them off in a tenth of a second, which is the time needed for their brains to observe the obesity of these women and make a quick decision to totally reject such women, given that these men are heterosexuals. Since masculist ideas have not yet fully spread across the culture, including men, it's not yet the norm for men to express publicly their disgust for obese women. The consequence of this is that there are proportionally more obese women in Western countries than there are in Japan. In brackets, I lived 8 years in Japan in the 90s. When slim, health-conscious, masculinized men express their disgust for obese women in large numbers, there will be fewer obese women, since women are by their nature hypergamous. That is, they want to mate up. That is, they want their children to be the offspring of quality men who will stick around with them to help raise the children. Obese women are unable to do this, since quality men are more likely to be slim and health conscious, since there is a correlation between male quality, wealth, intelligence, slimness, and health consciousness. From this, one can conclude that obese women will only be rejected by such quality men, which will be frustrating for these obese women, since being rejected by quality men is psychologically painful for them. Women are herd animals who conform to social pressure a lot more readily than do men. So if most men become masculinized, which is certainly the trend today, as most young men are waking up to the lessons preached by the manosphere, then obese women will be rejected by nearly all the slim quality men they come across. And such rejection will crush these women, thus motivating them a lot more to make the effort to not be obese. Otherwise, they will suffer by being told, quote, "Any man seeing you naked could not even see your cunt," end quote, which is just soul crushing. So, when maskers come across women, especially feminists, who talk about "big is beautiful" or "fat phobia," will only have their fucking heads bitten off by contemptible, masculinized men. Who cross off such women in a tenth of a second. When most women have learned that slim, health-conscious men have become masculine, they will not dare talk about "big is beautiful" or "fat phobia," since they will know that if they want to keep their heads on their shoulders, they will need to keep such deluded opinions to themselves, or else have their egos crushed by disgusted, slim, health-conscious, quality, masculinized men, who are precisely the type of women these obese women want due to their hypergamy. It's therefore likely, as masculist ideas spread through the culture, the planet, that a much greater degree of moral pressure will be exerted by masculinized men, slim, health-conscious, masculinized men, on obese women to slim down. This moral pressure will cause a higher percentage of women to make the effort to please men by being slim and curvy, and hence sexually attractive to men, slim, health-conscious men. If women listen to the fat, ugly, unfuckable feminists, then these women will get the level of attention from men that they deserve, that is, none, and in fact be rejected in a tenth of a second. Those women who do make the effort, who calorie count and stop stuffing their faces with excess calories, will be rewarded by slim, health-conscious, masculinized men with male attention, both socially and sexually. Those women who don't make the effort will be crushed by slim, health-conscious, masculinized men with statements such as, quote, "You're sexually repulsive. You make me puke. Lose some weight, you fat, ugly, unfuckable. You disgusting, cock-shrinking monster. Yuck!" End quote. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskless tab for 710 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real - see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 maskless videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Dagaris Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Dagaris Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.